Hours after the Twin Towers fell, investigators began piecing together a disturbing pattern. The warnings had been everywhere. Bin Laden's public declaration of war 5 years earlier, urgent cables from foreign intelligence services, an FBI agent's memo about suspicious Middle Eastern men at flight schools, even an arrested suspect whose behavior screamed danger. Yet America's premier intelligence agency missed it all. The question haunting investigators wasn't whether the CIA had enough information, it was why brilliant analysts couldn't see what now seemed obvious. The answer would reveal a blind spot affecting not just intelligence agencies, but corporations, hospitals, and organizations everywhere. They were hiring for intelligence while ignoring something far more powerful. The CIA's failure wasn't about missing data. The agency had nearly every puzzle piece, but couldn't see the picture. By 1999, CIA leadership remained over 90% white and male, with less than 1% Muslim representation at senior levels, a legacy of Cold War-era hiring policies. When analysts reviewed Bin Laden's videos, they saw a primitive zealot in caves. They missed sophisticated symbolism. His white clothing mimicked the Prophet Muhammad's dress. His beard length matched religious prescriptions, and the cave setting referenced where Muhammad received his first revelation. To Muslims worldwide, these were powerful religious statements, not signs of backwardness. Analysts overlooked that many followers were multilingual graduates of top universities. When Bin Laden issued statements in classical Arabic poetry, they dismissed them as quaint rather than recognizing poetry's revered status in Islamic tradition. Carmen Medina, one of few women reaching deputy director level, later reflected, "If almost everyone shares the same cultural background and assumptions, we create massive blind spots in our ability to understand our adversaries." Complex problems demand multiple perspectives, yet we naturally surround ourselves with similar thinkers, a tendency called homophily that creates dangerous blind spots. Jack Soll analyzed 28,000 economic forecasts and discovered that while the top individual economist was 5% more accurate than average, six economists collectively were 15% more accurate than even the top performer. Each economist possessed different mental models. When combined, information accumulated while errors canceled out. The same pattern appears in creativity. 10 diverse people generate far more unique solutions than 10 similar thinkers. Yet meritocratic hiring contains a hidden trap. Recruiting exclusively from top universities creates knowledge clustering. A.G. Denniston understood this recruiting for Bletchley Park during World War II. Rather than seeking only mathematical geniuses, he recruited scholars of German, Renaissance literature, history, and legal philosophy, including gay staff, women, and Jewish cryptanalysts. This diversity proved crucial because code-breaking required understanding both mathematical patterns and human psychology. True collective intelligence requires both ability and diversity. In 1996, mountaineer Rob Hall led a team up Mount Everest. Despite strong bonds and deep respect for their leader, these qualities contributed to disaster. Hall's strict hierarchy, "I will tolerate no dissension, my word will be absolute law," prevented crucial information sharing. Client Martin Adams saw approaching thunderheads but stayed silent, while John Krakauer failed to correct guide Andy Harris's mistaken belief that oxygen bottles were empty. As Krakauer reflected, "We had been specifically indoctrinated not to question our guide's judgment. When the blizzard struck, 5 team members perished." This pattern repeats across industries. Airline co-pilots would rather die than contradict a captain. The Rotterdam School of Management found projects led by junior managers outperform those led by seniors because team members contribute more freely. In 4-person groups, 2 people do 62% of talking, yet dominant speakers rarely recognize their dominance. Anita Woolley's research revealed team performance depends less on aggregate IQ than on conversational turn-taking, equal speaking time, and social perceptiveness. When one person dominates, people share supporting evidence while withholding contradictory data. leaders among Andaman Islanders gained influence through skill in hunting, generosity, and kindness, earning respect through wisdom rather than demanding it, unlocking diverse perspectives. When Bernard Sato invented wheeled luggage in 1972, major department stores rejected it due to macho feeling about carrying luggage. Only one receptive Macy's executive gave it a chance, and customers embraced it immediately. This pattern reveals how breakthrough ideas emerge from outsiders who see possibilities insiders miss. Innovation occurs through incremental innovation, deepening existing knowledge, and recombinant innovation, fusing unrelated ideas. Brian Uzzi's study of 17.9 million scientific publications found papers with atypical subject combinations had the greatest impact. Immigrants exemplify this advantage. They view conventions as changeable rather than immutable. The numbers are striking. 43% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or their children, generating $5.3 trillion in revenue. Immigrants are twice as likely to become entrepreneurs with faster-growing, longer-surviving businesses. Experiments confirm this. Students who studied abroad generated business ideas rated 17% higher. Even imagining living abroad made participants 75% more creative. Innovation thrives through connected networks, the collective brain. As Nobel Prize winner Paul Romer noted, when ideas are shared, the possibilities do not add up, they multiply. Derek Black was groomed from childhood to be white supremacy's crown prince. His father, Don, a former KKK Grand Wizard, founded Stormfront, the web's first hate site, after learning computer skills in prison. By his teens, Derek managed the site and hosted his own AM radio show. When exposed at college, ostracism only reinforced his belief that liberals couldn't tolerate alternative opinions. Then Matthew Stevenson, the only Orthodox Jew on campus, invited Derek to his Friday night Shabbat dinners. Matthew avoided politics, knowing heated exchanges wouldn't change views. Instead, he built trust first. The intellectually gifted students connected over shared interests like early Christianity and languages. As more students returned to Matthew's dinners, Derek's epistemic wall began crumbling. When fellow attendee Allison Gornick eventually discussed white nationalism with Derek privately, he listened to scientific papers challenging racist claims. Confronted with evidence about cultural biases in IQ tests and systematic racial discrimination, Derek slowly realized his beliefs couldn't withstand scrutiny. Despite knowing it would damage his family relationships, Derek renounced his past views. This story reveals the difference between information bubbles and echo chambers. Bubbles seal borders so members only hear fellow inhabitants. Echo chambers have an additional filter. They don't prevent exposure to opposing views, but delegitimize them. Even when exposed to contrary evidence, echo chamber members dismiss sources as lacking credibility. Breaking through requires building trust first, exactly what Matthew accomplished. In 1952, Lieutenant Gilbert S. Daniels measured 4,063 Air Force pilots across 140 dimensions and found not a single airman was average across 10 key measurements. This exposed a fundamental flaw. We've standardized education, work, and medicine around a mythical average rather than treating people as unique individuals. A 2014 Google experiment confirmed this. Workers who shaped jobs around individual strengths were rated happier, higher performing, and 70% more likely to receive promotions. After 9/11, the CIA hired Yahya Fanusi, an African-American Muslim economist whose unique perspective proved invaluable analyzing extremist Anwar al-Awlaki. Fanusi's insights helped understand the sermons that radicalized Major Nidal Malik Hassan, who killed 13 at Fort Hood. As Fanusi emphasizes, diversity isn't about lowering standards, it's about broadening the talent pool. Intelligence builds on collective diversity, not just individual brilliance. Innovation emerges from networks enabling idea recombination. This transforms collaboration, honest dissent becomes imperative rather than disruptive. In our complex world, we can't afford not to embrace cognitive diversity.